Hi, this is Kay with CAFE, and thanks for joining us again for another Conversations with NUSD. Today, I am joined by Melissa and Sarah, and we are here to talk about Autism Awareness Month. And if I could have you introduce yourselves.
Yes, my name is Melissa Moore, and I have a 10-year-old son with profound autism.
And I am Sarah Wheelock, and I am a special education teacher, and I'm currently teaching preschool in Natomas Unified. And I was also Eli's preschool teacher.
Yes. Eli is my son.
Yeah.
You know, with that said, Autism Awareness Month is in April. So how do we spread awareness and kindness?
For me, the first step, I would say it all begins with acceptance, really. Accepting that everybody is different, and it's no different with autism. Even people on the autism spectrum, it's a spectrum, but it's more like a pie almost. And each slice is a different aspect of autism, and they could have strengths or challenges or more sensory needs, or they lack the sensory needs for it. So it's just understanding that everybody is different, and that's okay. And keeping an open mind to those differences and giving grace and kindness to differences.
I think that's super well said. As an educator, and speaking from an educator's point of view or a therapist, really trying to meet each individual kid where they're at, which is what we should be doing for all students. But specifically for students with autism, like Melissa mentioned, it's quite a range, and it's a very large spectrum. And we as educators and people that are working with or interacting with people with autism, just understanding that everybody's a little bit different, meeting them where they're at, and understanding that their take on the world is a little bit different. And that is not a bad thing, but it's just something for us to kind of understand. And it kind of gives us insight, this beautiful insight into who that person is, when you can really start to see things from their perspective.
Yes, absolutely. I know it's been a journey with my son and trying to see the world through his eyes and things that bring him joy. And sometimes it's the simplest, littlest things that you wouldn't imagine. And something also with acceptance is understanding communication. Communication is a big part of the autism world because, like, my son is non-speaking. So that means, like, he doesn't have conversational speech, but he, believe me when I say that, he communicates. So he could communicate, and as a parent, I've grown to understand that communication comes in many forms, and that can mean, like, hand leading or gestures or sounds or actual speech or using an AAC device, alternative communication. So my son uses an iPad that has an app called Touch Chat, and he uses that to communicate his needs and wants, and that's something that we're always building on. So that's just something for people to also be aware of, that communication does come in many forms, and sometimes that communication can be a little different, but it's still very important to honor that communication.
And as an educator, how do you communicate with your students who have autism?
I would definitely say it's a trial and error, where as a preschool teacher, we're getting students who are, even a neurotypically developing three-year-old is still learning how to communicate. And all preschoolers are figuring out how to get their wants and needs met. Through language, through hand leading, through all of these types of things. So when we have a student who is on the autism spectrum, specifically those that have more difficulty communicating those wants and needs, it really is a trial and error. Some examples from students that I've worked with in the past, you know, they've become very upset, and it looks like for no potential reason. But then the more we watch it, the more we take data, the more we really hone in and try to focus on what they're communicating through becoming upset. We've realized the one specific case that I'm thinking of is that there was a toy that was not put back in the correct position that its normal place mm-hmm. is in the classroom. So something as simple that we think is as simple as that child was not able to communicate to me that was really bothering him. But it took us weeks to figure it out because it really did look like there was no reason that he was just becoming upset, or she, or he. It's happened several times. And it really was just like this, oh, that's what it is. And then trial and error, figuring out how to get that child to be able to appropriately communicate instead of having one of these behavior excesses, the screaming, and giving them a means to communicate that. So really it's just figuring out and meeting them where they are.
What are some of the biggest takeaways that you as an educator, you as a parent have learned?
We celebrate all the victories. That's something that having a child with a profound disability and with being non-speaking, and he also has a global developmental delay. So it's celebrating the little things that a lot of times you take for granted when you have neurotypical children. It's something that, like communication, it can be self-help skills, like getting dressed or just following directions. It's something I know for my child, can sometimes take many days, months, years even to achieve a skill that his older brother did instantly. So it's celebrating those really small victories too that are very big to us and just having a different take on life. And it's changed a lot of our routines, but it's just made me appreciate the little things even more and open my eyes to this whole other world and just acceptance of like differences.
To kind of add to that, I have a wonderful little story of Eli when he was in our classroom. Speaking of celebrating the little tiny things, we do a check-in every day, and so we sing a song, "Where is Eli? Where is Eli?" And it took about a year. And the response is that the child would pat their chest and say, "Here I am, here I am." And then the song goes on to sing, you know, "Hello to Eli." And we do things like prompt the children and start to try to fade those prompts. And I will never forget, about a year into it, there was this one day Eli, on his own accord, there was no prompting, put his hand to his chest, patted his chest, and said, "Here I am." And there was articulation errors in it, but it was a "Here I am." And I pulled out my phone and videotaped it with Melissa's permission, obviously, and sent that to her. And it was just that little moment of him simply patting his chest and saying, "Here I am." It's one of my favorite videos that Melissa will still send to me of him doing that every once in a while. And it's just this great amount of joy in that little tiny moment. You know, as an educator, I think that with children with autism, specifically working with their families and building this amount of trust between families. And that's what we should be doing with all families, right? But we're talking a little bit about communication being a larger deficit for children with more profound autism, but autism spectrum disorder, anywhere on the spectrum, mm-hmm. sometimes communication is a difficulty. Understanding that parents are dealing with this at home and dealing with not being able to communicate, and their child is not necessarily going to be able to come home and tell them how their day was and the simple things that they did in the classroom. So as educators, it's really our job to build that trust and keep that communication line open, and share and celebrate some of those tiny wins like I did with Eli, because parents aren't always in the classroom. So really kind of developing that trust with families, I think, is crucial for an educator, and really meeting the child where they're at to help them grow and learn as who they are and who they're meant to be, and really flourish in their own right.
Thank you again for listening to this episode of NUSD Conversations. April is Autism Awareness Month, and if you would like some resources, we'll put some resources in the description of this podcast. We were joined today by Melissa Moore, whose 10-year-old son lives with profound autism, and Sarah Wheelock, a Natomas Unified Special Education preschool teacher. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.